Chance of a shower that's going to be associated with some fog patches through mid-morning tomorrow. Some of that could be dense again. Then it's becoming sunny. We'll have a high to the mid-70s after starting 50s to near 60. Overnight tomorrow night, patchy fog in the morning. It's 60 to 50s. In the afternoon, partly cloudy Sunday. Slim chance of a thunderstorm in the high into the mid-70s. 50-50 for Monday for scattered activity for the afternoon. More clouds too. 70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
It's the annual West End Christmas Boat Parade at New Orleans Lakefront. Beautifully illuminated yachts with Christmas themes and costume crew.
Oh.
Santa, Mrs. Claus, and the elves with light displays and Christmas music all leading the way. Other nautical artists usually join the festivities. Best viewing areas include Lakeshore Drive, Seawall to Canal Boulevard. The annual West End Christmas Boat Parade, 5:30, Saturday, December 11th at New Orleans Lakefront.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening.
I got you, babe.
Welcome to another edition of He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. We welcome our friends joining us online at WGSO.com, on the dial at 990 AM, and on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio and Simple Radio apps. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we're glad to be with you. Of course, every Monday at 5, we have a programming note. We've got an extra show this week we're going to be doing. So you can check us out not only tonight at 5, but Wednesday at 5. Going to be filling in for our friend Jean-Paul Lagarde and hosting a special edition of He Said, She Said when Slow Money normally is on the air Wednesday at 5. So and double doses of us.
I'm an all-star on Wednesday, so it's just going to be a double dose of Mimi.
Triple dose.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's almost
Mimi overload.
Unbelievable.
I might chase away all your viewers in one day. Listeners.
And also we're going to be taking your phone calls and of course welcoming and encouraging your point of view on all these topics. So we bring up anything else you want to bring up, here's how you can do it. Just pick up the phone, give us a call, 504-556-9696. And you can also email us at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com. Of course, one of the top topics this evening I wanted to talk about, Mimi, is the fact that we have now decided that we will play in the Genocide Games, a.k.a. the Beijing Olympics. And the only thing we're going to do is just keep our diplomats away. We're going to have a diplomatic boycott, but our athletes will participate, and our TV network will be broadcasting it, NBC. So it'll be big exposure, big money for the communist Chinese, who are our major enemy in the world today, who terrorize our own people, terrorize people outside of their country, created this pandemic, cost us trillions of dollars in damages, millions and millions of deaths. And we're going to give them a big old pat on the back by participating in their Olympics.
Well, if our U.S. Olympics athletes feel comfortable going, first of all, I think that they should put their country, they're playing for their country, they should put their country first and not go. It's an easy decision. Like, you don't even have to think twice about it. I'm sorry, there's more gold out there, but there's not a world in which any of us want to live that includes the CCP. So I think if they go, they need strict security. I mean, tight around them. So that they don't, I mean, we already know, they already kidnapped the other Chinese tennis player.
Right.
And if you say anything, and the other thing, do you remember back at the Berlin Olympics when the two black athletes raised their fists?
That was the Mexico Olympics in
68. Okay, Mexico. So I think our athletes should at least do something along those lines in China. It'll be like 2021 Tiananmen Square. Like, this is it.
Well,
she,
yeah,
who's really,
Yeah, he's a dictator.
Not a girl.
No.
She is a he.
He's a dictator. And also, he's a vicious dictator. And just a little overview of what they're doing. So they repressed the people of Hong Kong. There was a freedom movement there. They squashed it. They put the leaders of that movement in prison. They're threatening Taiwan right now. They're also enslaving the Uyghurs, which is a Muslim group. They have not allowed any freedom for the Tibetans. Of course, they completely spy and surveil on their own people. They've used spying and underhanded tactics to steal our military intelligence. Of course, they lied about the Wuhan virus and the Wuhan lab, which was a bioweapons lab, which created the virus. It was a designer virus. It wasn't naturally created in some kind of a cave with bats. And they unleashed it on the world. They've lied about it, and they have not allowed people to investigate it.
Well, we're not surprised, but Trump's not president anymore. Just a side note, two things to mention. First, the Uyghurs. They are now being forced to make all the little gadgets and everything that you buy from China. So when you and your Mardi Gras crew buy your Mardi Gras beads that come from China, and I know because that's where my beads came from, the Foreverly Circle bead, they are making those things. It's slave labor. So if you want to go out and have fun at Mardi Gras, throw in your stuff to everybody that's, you know, if it's not a bead with a medallion, nobody cares anyway, and you've wasted your money, and those people slaving over those beads that you throw in the ground because they're not worthy of you because there's no medallion on hanging off the bottom. You just know that somebody sweated over your bead and may have died if they didn't produce them fast enough. So if I haven't laid it on thick, This is what's happening over there, and everybody should care about it. And Nike in their tennis shoes and the NBA and anybody and right down to the athletes for America.
Well, I wanted to highlight Enos Kanter Freedom, who I wrote about last week, who is a courageous NBA athlete who's been putting the pressure on China. He's been calling for a boycott. He's been calling out the NBA for doing business with China. He's been calling out LeBron James for being a puppet of China. And, of course, he stands alone because he doesn't have many athletes that will join him in his protest. He just became an American citizen and changed his last name to Freedom. And I love the guy, and he's been doing some media interviews. So that is...
So wait, let's circle back real quick to Taiwan. Everybody knows this, and if you don't watch CNN and MSNBC, then you know that China wasn't going anywhere near Taiwan when Trump was president. And Putin wasn't going anywhere near the Ukraine when Trump was president. And all the sanctions were all on Russia and China. The minute Trump leaves, I mean, the minute he left and Biden came in, they re-upped and started it all over again. By the way, Iran is back to trying to get a nuclear weapon. All of the bad guys in the world are doing what they're doing at hyper force speed because they know Biden will not be there after four. It's a 4-year for the Democrats, period. I don't care who you put up there. They don't have anyone. The best person they have is Hillary, and she'll never get elected. The minute that he got in there, all this shenanigans started happening again. And we've got the world dumping their prisoners into our country. And it's just, it's scary. So this is what I've decided, my husband, Jeff. I don't know if you noticed, but I'm packing our bags. And we are going to fly to Siberia because if we're all going to be forced there, I want the best accommodations.
Okay.
So I want to be there first.
First. Okay.
Check it out.
Siberia.
And come back and report to the American people where the best accommodations are.
504-556-9696. Also here in New Orleans, an array of murders. We talked about it this morning. Really just an incredible list of people that were killed.
The Ace Hotel.
Ace Hotel. Carondelet and Lafayette, Mistletoe Street in Holly Grove, also in New Orleans East. Man shot dead in a Harvey Hotel room. Man shot dead in a Thibodeau trailer park. Two killed... in another incident, and then the mom of Robin Pittman, a judge, almost killed, and hopefully she will make a full recovery. And the
actress from Beast of the Southern Wild?
Yeah, killed. Yes, it just is out of control.
I mean, we're not California. We're not having smash and grabs.
Yeah.
But we are getting killed.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's not newsworthy.
And then, of course, people voted to keep the same position, the same people in the same positions, had the same policies, and obviously to them...
I think they're being strong-armed. Something's going on.
All this is acceptable.
Something, because that's not acceptable.
Yeah, of course it's not. Also, when we come back, an incredible change with our Saints. We'll tell you about that. And then a big news story today in Baton Rouge. We'll tell you what happened in the Health and Welfare Committee and a whole lot more. Come join us, 504-556-9696. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
As the election gets closer, the promises get bigger. Typical Louisiana politics, huh? Well, the casino company is sure making big promises to the people of St. Tammany. But take a minute and look at the record. They made some big promises in New York about enormous revenues.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after, they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out. Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany.
Paid for by the Watchdog Pack, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. or Ringside, Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, former Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Jim Brown joins us. We'll discuss the big casino battle on the North Shore. We'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Michelle Hurstis, Ringside All-Star, and visit with Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest and best pizza parlor in New Orleans. Wayne Del Corral opened New York Pizza in 1980, and it's been a favorite of locals and visitors ever since. Just like Wayne did in the 1980s, his sons, Quinn and Dylan, are now running the restaurant. New York Pizza was the first one in the city to open after Hurricane Ida, and their menu features some of my favorite pizzas, such as the Bronx, the Brooklyn Barbecue, the Queens, and the delicious Big Apple. The pizza is thin like New York style, but with a French style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that's unforgettable. Next to New York Pizza is the Bronx Bar, also operated by the Del Corral family, located at 441618 Magazine Street in New Orleans. For more information, visit NewYorkPizzaNola.com or call 891-2376. And if you mention Jeff Cruer Ringside Politics, you get a 10% discount. Welcome back. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. Come join us, 504-556-9696. Open line here on the program. I'm Jeff Cruer, joined by Mimi Cruer, our Ringside All-Star as well. You can check her out Wednesdays right here on the Ringside program on WGSO. So, Mimi, two other quick things, and then we'll take some calls at 504-556-9696. Big decision that the voters of the North Shore have to make on Saturday regarding the casino. It is going to be a certainly, I think, hopefully it's going to drive a lot of people to the polls and we'll have a great turnout. I am, of course, very worried about what a casino would bring to the North Shore.
as far as crime, as far as quality of life there. I think a lot of people move to the North Shore so they can have a family life. So you're not going to be dealing with the same kind of problems that you would be dealing with in New Orleans and some of these other areas where they have casinos. All of the top law enforcement people in St. Tammany are opposed to it, and for good reason, because they know it brings about increased crime. They don't have the resources to deal with it. And, of course, the casino folks, what they want to focus on, Mimi, are parks and sporting facilities. And Drew Brees has got a steakhouse that he's pushing. So that's the big debate for the North Shore, and we'll be focusing on it throughout the week on the morning show.
Drew Brees was sort of sucked into a situation he didn't know would be so controversial, because I don't think he would ever want to tarnish his brand. And now here he is. He probably already signed the paperwork for the restaurant, which they need as part of their budget. I mean, for the casino. So I'm sure he's – and, well, you know, at least his wife is holding her breath. She doesn't like controversy at all.
And, well, yeah, they backed out of a lot of controversies. Yes. And it's interesting because, you know, initially he was all about the playgrounds. You know, he was all for the casino because it was going to bring, you know, facilities for the youth. And then we find out, well – you know, he's got the steakhouse.
Well, if the casino, if part of their goodwill to the community would be to put playgrounds all around St. Tammany,
yeah,
not connected to this, you know, most people don't bring their kids to these types of venues.
Well, I mean, it's not like right on top of the casino, but that is part of the appeal, is that, you know, they'll have the money to pay for these athletic facilities and, of course, all these other amenities which they're focusing on. As opposed to the fact that, hey, they're fueled by people losing their money. Okay? You go to a casino, you lose your money. And I'll just think back to the last time you and I went to that casino.
But I could, no.
And that was a lot of people in there looked like to me they shouldn't have been in there. And they were spending their money. And I'm wondering how many people are doing that, and what are the social costs of that? I worry about that and I wonder about that.
Okay. That's not why I don't want it, because you could say, well, we went to a bar last night and there were a lot of people in there who looked like they shouldn't have been there. You know, I mean, it is what it is. The space is going to be used for, it's more about crime to me. It's more about the unknown. You know, I think people are sick and tired of being sold a bill of goods, mm-hmm. and then what was promised never comes. We don't trust. We trust no one.
And that's
the problem.
But see, and if gambling was the answer in Louisiana, we'd be the richest state in the nation.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have got every type of gambling imaginable. And we were promised from Christopher Hammeter, when he came here, his dog and pony show, and wooed everyone, you know, we're going to have great facilities and bring all this first-class gambling. Monte Carlo style. That was the initial.
I've been to that casino in Monte Carlo, and I can tell you right now.
That was the initial push, though. You know, it was a Tivoli Gardens type of thing. It was going to be, I mean, European. It was going to be first class, and it was going to be kind of thing to make us a worldwide attraction. And, of course, none of that ever happened. 504-556-9696. Let's take some calls, and we welcome our friend Rusty in Jefferson. What's happening, Rusty? Good evening.
Good afternoon to you and Mimi. I look forward to a week of Mimi.
She'll be all over the place.
I like Mimi's outspokenness. Anyway, you know, Jeff, I'm really glad you're touching on this China thing. Your show, your interview, or your conversation with... Chris Holden last Friday was really good. China is a real threat. I don't think it's getting the attention that that we really need. I know there might be war over there in Europe with Russia and the Ukraine, and maybe we can't do anything about that, but maybe we can do something about China. And basically, it goes beyond the Olympics. We need to get prepared for a war with China. You know, if they treat their own people like garbage, what do you think they're going to do with us? And as Chris Holden said, he mentioned the hypersonic weapon, which is a first strike weapon.
Yes.
And it's being developed, he said, particularly for the United States. We need to prepare for it. And I hope that, you know, more attention, not only with Chris Holden, but maybe with other guests you have, and your morning
show.
No,
I agree. I'm going to be focusing more and more on it because I think it's a growing threat, and I'm outraged that we're participating in these Olympics. I mean, that just gives them a PR victory.
Yeah.
And they don't deserve it. They really don't. And they've gotten off the hook for what they did with the pandemic and
right.
And the oppression of their own people and their threats toward Taiwan. And it just shouldn't be happening, Rusty.
I think at the very least, let's not forget that Russia and Afghanistan are pretty cozy these days, and China as well. So we're lining up all of our – and then don't forget Iran. So we're lining up all our partners – and all of our the natural resources that come out of Afghanistan, and it's going to be a huge, mm-hmm. as Trump would say, huge problem, if not a war. Not mm-hmm. to mention, mm-hmm. if they keep going down the road in this country with these stupid mandates and acting like dictators, something could be happening here on the ground.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good segue to talk about that. Rusty, do you have anything else you wanted to share?
No, that's it, Jeff. Thank you very
okay,
much.
My friend. Thank you.
We'll be tuning in. Okay, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Rusty.
Thank you, Rusty. 504-556-9696. Speaking of the mandates and the COVID insanity.
Dun, 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 dun.
Today was a meeting, and I talked about it this morning. I had on Jill Hines, and she is a fighter for medical freedom, and she's with a group that has been working hard to promote medical freedom in the state. And she came down from Shreveport to participate in this event that was held today in Baton Rouge, and I want to congratulate everybody who was there. Hundreds of people were there.
Including?
Jeff Landry and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
First time I've ever agreed with a Kennedy.
I agree with him a lot. on these issues,
he's not turning out to be the one.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I actually don't think John F. Kennedy was a bad president. I mean, I think there are a lot of things that that were pretty good.
Yeah, sitting from our bird's eye view today.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, of course, Ted Kennedy was a horrible, horrible liberal and
a murderer.
Yeah, and terrible.
With no remorse.
But I do think John F. Kennedy was, in hindsight, a pretty decent president, especially for a Democrat. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is just right on target with these vaccines. And by the way, a proposal by the Louisiana Department of Health to require the COVID-19 vaccines for school children was voted down by the Health and Welfare Committee 13-2.
That was a slap.
That is a major
That's
victory.
That's a mandate.
Major victory for vaccine freedom, for health freedom, medical freedom.
And after what DeBasio did today in New York...
Yeah, and let's talk about that in a second, but let me just add that the proposal was for the vaccine to be added to the immunization schedule for the ages that have received full licensure and approval from the FDA, which currently is 16 and up. Officials added that this approval signifies the highest endorsement of safety and efficacy from the United States government, blah, blah, blah. John Bel Edwards, of course, has the authority to override the committee's decision, and he claimed that he would. So now we're going to have to see, the legislature's going to have to do something when they go to session in the spring. So this battle is going to go on, but this was a good step today. At least this committee showed that overwhelmingly they're opposed to this proposal.
And that's a, you know, very clear message to our esteemed governor,
yeah.
Edwards,
yeah,
that they're not going to put up with that.
Yeah, it's time for them to fight back against him. All right, hang on. We'll come back with a whole lot more. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. Come join us, 504-556-9696. We'll be right back.
As the election gets closer, the promises get bigger. Typical Louisiana politics, huh? Well, the casino company is sure making big promises to the people of St. Tammany. But take a minute and look at the record. They made some big promises in New York about enormous revenues.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after, they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out. Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany.
Paid for by the Watchdog PAC, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4180.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Dave Brennan. Governor Edwards wants to add the COVID vaccine to a list of required shots needed to attend K-12 schools and higher education. The new rule would initially only apply to students 16 and up at the start of the 2022 school year because it's only FDA approved for that age group.
We should all be able to understand that that means that there have been clinical trials and that this is a safe and effective vaccine for these populations.
However, the Louisiana House Health and Welfare Committee voted 13-2 this afternoon to reject a rule to add COVID vaccines to the state's immunization schedule. Republican House Speaker Clay Schecksnyder voiced his opposition to adding the COVID vaccine to attend schools.
Parents should not be forced to go through the process of jumping through hoops to opt their children out of the COVID shot. Let me say that as clearly as possible. The COVID-19 shot should not be added to be required for schools.
LRN.
Gift cards are a great idea for the holidays, but do you know how to spot one that's been compromised? Check the back of the card to make sure the strip over the activation code is intact. Don't buy the first card on the rack. Lastly, register your gift card with the retailer if it's an option. This will make it easier to report misuse if it occurs. Your safest bet is to buy gift cards that are stored safely behind the counter or purchase them directly from the retailer. For more tips, visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Even if you love to cook, there are just those nights you could use a break. Here's an idea. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with rice. You can take practically any three ingredients you have on hand and make it a meal with rice. Try mixing cooked rice with browned ground beef and a pack of taco seasoning. Then sprinkle some cheese on top. You're done and it's delicious. Three ingredients, endless possibilities. Just start with rice. The proud farmers of Certified Louisiana Rice invite you to give it a try.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not sign on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated, and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, former Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Jim Brown joins us. We'll discuss the big casino battle on the North Shore. We'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Michelle Hurstis, Ringside All-Star, and visit with Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, we're back. He said, she said, hosted by Jeff and Mimi Cruer. And, of course, we're taking your calls, 504-556-9696. Mimi, we have some other issues we want to get to, but let's squeeze in some calls. Hey, let's go to our great friend, a great contributor from the North Shore. Brother Steve is with us from Madisonville. Hey, brother.
How you doing, brother? The commissioner of conservative conversation. And, oh, yeah. The wonderful and the lovely Lady Cruer.
Thank you.
Who is the conservative courtesan. Ladies and gentlemen, the two people, the crew of Cruer. And the only change they indulge in is fireworks and fortune cookies.
That's right. I like the little, you added in the fortune cookie. Very good.
So how you doing, my friend? What's on your mind today?
Oh, what's on my mind is you know, it's the casino and all that. But I heard something today, and you know, I know some really whacked out, far out people. And somebody said something, and somebody was playing around with John Bel Edwards ending up vice president and all that stuff. If they get rid of Kamala because she is really dragging the party down, you leave Biden in there, you get rid of him on the 25th Amendment, and then John Bel Edwards could move up. And somebody said, no, that's not their plan. Their plan is to get rid of Kamala and install the woman who's been talking a lot lately, Hillary, as vice president, and then drop Biden out on the 25th Amendment, and then Hillary would be president.
Okay, yeah. Now how can you drop Kamala in the middle of a term?
You can
drop
her.
She'll develop something and have to resign and say she's ill, yeah. Or she'll be forced out.
Yeah,
because I'm hearing people are telling her to go.
Yeah,
you know that are. That and are
she'll resign.
Well, I mean, that's what some people are saying. My scenario is this. They're going to get rid of Biden. They'll let Kamala get in there, but she's going to have to commit not to run again. They'll bring in somebody as her VP who will then become the heir apparent, then become the candidate in 2024. And some people were speculating that could be none other than Mitch Landrieu. Because, of course, he's got this big position now as transportation czar and that he's – yeah, someone that is smooth and glib. And
well, what happened to Mayor Pete?
Mayor Pete's also a possibility. Yeah, I think Mayor Pete.
I love all these options because none of them are going to fly.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
None of these people. They have no one.
Yeah. Their bench is weak.
Mitch Landrieu is
weak.
Smooth?
Yeah, well, that's the image he's got. I think he's a joke and a disaster and a liar.
Well, wow. Yeah, we know firsthand. Are we talking about Mitch?
Yeah, Mitch.
Well, we know firsthand what he's like.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And the other thing real quick is, ladies and gentlemen, the girls on the North Shore and in this state between the ages of 10 and 17 are up to 37% higher with suicide and cutting themselves, yes, and everything. Been 2 years ago.
Oh yes, my daughter. I was talking to my daughter in college about this just 2-3 days ago. You know, you really need to check in with your kids, even if they're fine. You know, if they're great group of friends. You know, they've got their athletics down. Their grades are good. All of that is smoke and mirrors. When a child doesn't feel good about, you know, and they get depressed, and your mind starts talking to you. Mm-hmm. Once your mind starts talking to you, It's a very powerful thing to try to stand
so, brother,
away from.
What do you make of these statistics?
What I make of it is, let's forget about the casino. Drew Brees doesn't need any more money. The gambling industry doesn't need any more money.
Right.
We can all reach into our pocket and come up with $50. You know how many people are on the North Shore? We can give them athletic play. Let's get some decent counseling and adolescent places for these girls to go to to help them out. They're having sexual identity things and all that. And, and, of course, you're not allowed to, you know, go to school and plumb up the teacher, you know, with a fist to the forehead. You ain't going to teach my kid that. We're not allowed to do that like in the old days. But what are we doing to our children? We're worried about casinos. We're worried about the Saints. We're worried about national championship, the new coach at LSU. What about our children that are dying and they're scared to talk to us?
Because people don't believe that. People do not believe in those statistics of suicide. It's never brought up. Mental illness is still a big stigma in our country. It's just like rub some dirt on it, pick yourself up, you're fine.
And you know, the North Shore has for years had an extremely high suicide rate. And it doesn't get the kind of attention that it deserves. And I'm talking about all age levels on the North Shore. And the coroner has done some, you know, PR about the problem and the need for action. But I do think it does need more attention.
Yeah, I mean, they got rid of the adolescent unit down at Southeast Hospital when they privatized it. And, and you know, that's the worst thing that happened. I mean, is mental health problems are through the roof of it. Beating the wives and everything. It's it's out of hand.
Yeah. Well, hospital mental health facilities, usually you get sent there if you make an attempt. It could be a flimsy attempt at suicide, or it could be, you know, they caught you hanging from a rope and they caught you in time. Those facilities for kids do more harm for the children than if they, it's not a real humane, loving way to help someone who's in a bad situation and their mind starts creeping in with these thoughts. And so even the government is not, I mean, you never want the government in your psyche. I mean, that's the last place we want when we start mental health issues. I think it needs to be an outreach from the public. Get places that kids can go to. It's free care because I'm going to tell you, mental health is a rich person's disease.
And I'll also say this to piggyback on the casino thing. You know, they're promoting the fact that they're going to be at all these athletic facilities. Let's say no to the casino, but yes to the athletic facilities, because, you know, there's a great facility in Mandeville. I mean, Pelican Park is outstanding, and they should have the same sort of facilities on the east side of the parish. And I think that is something that they should invest in. I think that would be something that the people would support. So I think yes to that and no to the gambling, no to the casino. So
I could see going like Nord. I think the whole parish should pony up. All the businesses, all the parents should pony up, and we should have facilities from Madisonville to Mandeville to Laquon to Slidell, up to Covington, and up in the country for those children, too. But anyway, great show. I love the crew of Corriere. Y'all take care.
All right, brother. Let's go to our next contributor and say hello to Matthew, who is with us in Metairie. How you doing, Mr. Matthew? Welcome. Good evening.
Good. Doing okay. So here's some breaking news for you. Joe Biden has said that he remembers distinctly being the lookout on the Columbus's ship and spotted the new world.
Well, no wonder he landed in the wrong place. No wonder they got lost.
Yes, Joe Biden. Unbelievable.
The thing is, actually, I think this is a sign of dementia. This is a sign of, you know, Alzheimer's disease. He is remembering things that did not happen as if they really happened.
Well, he says that he's been to places like a synagogue, Tree of Life synagogue. He never went. He is retelling stories that never happened about this guy, Angelo from Amtrak, all these different things. But he has been doing that his whole career, Matthew. He has got a long history of lying and plagiarism even before he had this mental incompetence. I mean, that's just who he is.
And don't forget, he can't remember who he's had conversations with. you know, Ukraine, people in the Ukraine, and he can't remember meetings he's had.
Well, and he
like
said
Hunter Biden and his associates.
He said he didn't get a piece of Hunter Biden's deal, yet Tony Bobulusi said he got 10%. He's the big guy. And why didn't our FBI investigate
that? They shared
that?
An office. He, Jill, yeah. Hunter, yes. and the other investors.
It's on Hunter's laptop.
But that's fake. That's fake.
On
that's
Hunter's
not a real
laptop.
Come on, that's not a real
they
laptop.
They were quizzing Jen Psaki today about whether it was Russian disinformation. And, of course, they're still claiming it's Russian disinformation, even though Hunter Biden's all over that laptop. We saw the pictures. We saw the videos. That's Hunter Biden.
Well, look, Joe's meeting with Putin this week, and Putin will put
that
straight
movie,
if it's Russian disinformation.
The Secret Lies of Walter Mitty?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think we got The Secret Lies of Joe Biden.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Thank you, Mr. Matthew. Good to hear from you, Matthew, in Metairie, 504-556-9696 to join the conversation. It is He Said, She Said right here on the airwaves on WGSO. They are changing the name of the Sensations, and I suspect this is another Gail Benson move. This is maybe they're too politically incorrect. They're dancers. They're good-looking women. So now it's going to be called the Saints Cheer Crew, and you're going to have dancers and cheerleaders and stunters.
Okay, it's called, it should be, first of all, Crew of Cheer, not Cheer Crew.
Yeah, I think they should just leave the Sensations alone. Why do they have to mess with a good thing?
Well, if they want to include, this is what I think it is, if they want to include the cheerleaders, name them something else. Crew of Cheer.
Yeah.
Sensations.
Just keep the Sensations the way they are.
Every time they do something like this, it just makes you not want to watch
they're
anymore.
Politically correct to the extreme, and it's just unfortunate. They don't want, I don't know, don't want sexy women in the games, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, for some people, that's the reason that they go.
Who are you calling sexy?
All right. You, of course, my dear.
Oh,
you,
okay.
Of course.
TMI.
All right. 504-556-9696. We'll take a brief time out. We'll be right back.
As the election gets closer, the promises get bigger. Typical Louisiana politics, huh? Well, the casino company is sure making big promises to the people of St. Tammany. But take a minute and look at the record. They made some big promises in New York about enormous revenues.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after, they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out. Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany.
Paid for by the Watchdog PAC, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, former Louisiana Insurance Commissioner Jim Brown joins us. We'll discuss the big casino battle on the North Shore. We'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Michelle Hurstis, Ringside All-Star, and visit with Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit HotelStoryville.net.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. We all know a clean home is a beautiful home, but mold, mildew, algae, oxidation, dirt can ruin your curb appeal and devalue your investment. Who can you trust to provide a safe and effective process that uses appropriate detergents and soft water pressure that are designed to rid surfaces of these unwanted elements? The team at Cutting Edge Pressure Washing. They use the soft wash method, which is proven safe, gentle, and non-abrasive. It is a superior cleaning alternative to the harmful effects of standard power washing. This process uses biodegradable solutions to safely clean exterior surfaces. Do you need help with your vinyl, stucco, hardy board, wood, or brick surfaces? Cutting edge pressure washing can help you. They can also clean driveways and patios, decks, and fences. Their commitment is backed by a 100% guarantee. So call them at 888-814-DIRT. That's 888-814-DIRT. Or check them out at 504pressurewash.com.
Of course, it's He Said, She Said, hosted by Jeff, Mimi Cruer, right here on the airwaves, WGSO 990 AM. You can check us out Mondays at 5. Also, a special edition this week, Wednesday at 5. We're going to be here filling in for Jean-Paul Lagarde and the Slow Money Show, and to look forward to seeing you there. And, of course, you can check me out weekday morning, 7 to 11, on Ringside Politics. All right, more of the calls coming at 504-556-9696. Hey, this is a guy who I've called some very bad things. I've called him Dr. Fraudshy, Dr. Phony. I've called him Dr. Flip-Flop, Dr. Television. And he's still calling in, and I'm amazed at his tenacity. The one and only Dr. Tony joining us here this evening. Dr. Tony, thank you for calling in, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
How are you, Jeff and Mimi?
I'm not good. I'm being forced to talk to you. I'm not good.
It's like you're being forced to wear a mask.
Exactly, now, I know.
Now, I want to know, on a lighter note, I've written a song about my favorite subject.
Yes.
Me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is that vaccines or masks or mandates or lockdowns?
No, I think it's quite appropriate, actually. Dr. Fauci. Yes. I'm sure you're going to share with us.
Are you going to sing it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll try and warble a little bit out. When you don't wear a mask, but you force others to, that's a Fauci. When the world obeys you because you wear a white coat, that's a Fauci. Phones will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing social distance. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like your John Bell Edwards. When Rand Paul makes you drool because you're an old fool, that's a Fauci. When you dance down the street with the press at your feet, life is good. When you think you are God, but you know you're not God, Signore. Scusa me, but you see, back in bad old D.C., that's a Fauci. That's a Fauci.
Oh, my gosh. I see Grammy Award here. What do you think, Mimi?
I think you have...
Tony Award?
You have a tremendous amount of self-awareness.
Yes.
I think that you are now...
He's not lacking any kind of confidence, is he?
And, no, he knows exactly who he is.
Furthermore, I have an old friend here.
Uh-oh.
From beyond.
Okay. Yes, from beyond?
Jeff. This is former Governor Edwin Edwards.
Oh, yes. The Silver Fox.
You need to vote for this casino in honor of your greatest public servant. Oh. And Drew Brees wouldn't steer you wrong, Mimi.
No, I'm surprised you acknowledged Jeff before me, Governor Edwards. I know how you like the ladies.
I don't want anybody to get suspicious of me.
I know. We'll just shh. Don't let it out. Don't let the cat out of the bag.
Now, where are you calling from? I think a lot of people want to know, Governor. Where?
Well, I think
is it up or down?
His wife has already dug up the grave, and so he's got a slight reprieve.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where he is right now.
Middle place.
Okay.
I'm in purgatory working some things off.
Okay, you'll be there a long time.
But I promise to call Michelle tomorrow because I want to change her mind.
Yes. Well, yeah, good luck with that. All right. Dr. Fauci and the governor, appreciate you. What a duo those two are.
I'm telling you.
All right. Thank you. 504-556-9696. We'll squeeze in a few more. Mimi, and let's go to our friend on the best bank, the West Bank. Let's go to Mark, who's with us in Gretna. What's happening, Mark? How are you? Good evening.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Mimi. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey, what's real quick. I told this to Jeff. I was hoping to see Mimi at that event a couple weeks ago in Kenner with Raphael O'Neill and all the people speaking out against the vaccines. It was a really good event. I just thought she'd find this interesting, and I told this to Jeff on his morning show and the listeners, of course. I showed up kind of late, Mimi, and I noticed they had a national camera crew there that was basically pointing their cameras towards the crowd. And what was so weird about that was they were documenting who was there, and they wanted to know who was attending an event like that. I thought that was creepy. And look,
well, now you know why I wasn't there.
Exactly. Look, and look, that casino, they're pushing that through.
Yes.
Just like they're pushing through the freshwater diversions. You know, the big station down the dial is promoting it. They got Drew Brees on board. It's just like the freshwater diversion. Everyone is promoting it, so you know it's not good.
Well, I am hopeful that the people will rise up against it. I'm hopeful that the people will say no to it, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see. We'll know on Saturday.
Listen, Drew Brees wants to be known as a New Orleans Sun. Yeah. He wants to be known for his allegiance towards our city and the rebirth. Let me just tell you something, Drew Brees. You were not born here. You do not understand every nook and cranny, and you need to get yourself out from underneath Mrs. Benson's skirt for like 2 seconds, because it seems like there's only a handful of people that you were talking to, Drew Brees, and you think you know everything about the state of Louisiana and the city of New Orleans and what its citizens want and need. And I just think you should stay out of this. Well, it is none of your business. You don't fish. You do not understand.
He's done himself a lot of harm. He started it with the whole anthem thing, and then the flag, and then the Jacob Blake thing, and then the kneeling, and then the whole thing of supporting Ms. Benson and Black Lives Matter.
He's starting to look like a transplant. I'm not kidding you.
And then, of course, he gets involved in this, and people are wondering, you know, is it because he won't like playgrounds? And then we find out it's about a steakhouse. And, you know, so we're just finding out the full story, and it's not a good one. All right. Hey, coming up later on tonight, we're going to be premiering a new show, and our friend is going to be hosting it. John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative. And Flaming Conservative, looking forward to hearing you tonight at 8 p.m. on WGSO. And thanks for joining us here to give us a little taste of what we're going to be listening to later on today. And let's go to the Flaming Conservative himself. How you doing, my friend?
Good afternoon, Batman. Good afternoon, Batgirl.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. I can tell you what's going to happen tonight. Our Democrats and rhinos are going to be put on notice tonight.
Oh, good. Tell us how.
Including Steve Scalise. He's turning into rhino like his buddy Kevin McCarthy. Mm.
So you're going to be going after both Republicans and Democrats, Flaming Conservative?
That's right. They forgot. They work for us. We're not their servants. They're our servants.
All right. And the name of your show is Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. Holy. That's quite a name.
That's quite a name.
All right. We'll look forward to having you, Flaming Conservative. I look forward to joining you on your show. So it'll be each and every Monday at 8 right here on WGSO. Mimi, thank you, my dear.
And we always have a good time here on He Said, She Said.
We always have a good time and never enough time.
That's right.
We appreciate everyone joining us. I'll be back on the air tomorrow, 7 to 11. Check us out. We'll be right back.
As the election gets closer, the promises get bigger. Typical Louisiana politics, huh? Well, the casino company is sure making big promises to the people of St. Tammany. But take a minute and look at the record. They made some big promises in New York about enormous revenues.
Guess what happened, Doc?
Not long after, they were in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office asking for a tax bailout because the promises didn't work out.
Even a liberal like Andrew Cuomo turned them down. Up in Bossier City, Louisiana, more big promises were made to the people and the city. Guess what happened? They completely shut down the casino and laid off hundreds of employees. Up in Richmond, Virginia, more of the same. Big promises. Even Reverend Al Sharpton endorsed their promises. Guess what happened? Over-promising, under-delivering. It's a bad bet for St. Tammany.
Paid for by the Watchdog Pack, 4100 South Sherwood Forest Boulevard, Baton Rouge, and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South